The AB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Search and rescue teams are urgently trying to find the wreckage of a passenger plane which has crashed in the southern French Alps. France's president says all 148 people on board the Airbus 320 are feared dead. It was travelling from Barcelona to Dusseldorf when air traffic control received a distress signal just after 10:45 UK time. Here's aviation expert Alex McCarris.
They made this sort of a call out to air traffic control, which is via a signal that they put in the flight deck, where others have said that it may have, you know, sort of just fallen out of the sky and they didn't have time to sort of, you know, act, is now suggesting that there was something wrong.
KMFM News.
Angelina Jolie's undergone preventative surgery to have her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed just 2 years after having a double mastectomy. The actress carries a gene mutation, giving her an increased risk of developing ovarian and breast cancer. Writing in the New York Times, she says the decision was not easy. The people who inspect Kent schools say they're working hard to raise standards after almost a quarter were found to be failing and underperforming. Nicola's got the story for the update.
Well, stats given to KMFM show of the 558 primary and secondary schools in the county that have been visited up to the end of last December, 4% were rated inadequate, while 19% were said to require improvement. The situation in Medway was even worse, with a third of schools found to be not good enough. We've been chatting to parents whose children go to a primary in Rochester, rated inadequate.
The level of learning that some of the children are at is really quite low, and they don't seem to hold on to teachers. Don't know why, or some of the really good ones are all leaving again.
And there's been too many changes with teachers. My daughter's had 14 teachers since September.
Teachers seem to be so unhappy in their job, and it's not good around the children. I think they just need to improve their morale.
Mike Sheridan is a senior Ofsted inspector. He says no school is rated badly, then left to carry on as they are.
Once we judge a school to be inadequate, we don't leave it alone. We go back every term and we're writing to the local authorities, to the school and the governors and to the Secretary of State to tell them exactly how that school is doing and how they're improving, because we expect those schools to improve really very quickly.
You can see a map of the underperforming schools at kentonline.co.uk. We've also got stats there on those that are rated good and outstanding.
This is KMFM News.
A Tonbridge school's been fined £10,000 by the Health and Safety Executive after a pupil was hit in the head by a shot put and almost died. The incident happened during a track and field PE lesson at the Judd School in June last year, where a number of throwing events were taking place. The school's governors admitted breaching its responsibilities to ensure pupils were safe and say they've taken steps to prevent it from happening again. The mother of a teenage cyclist who was killed in a crash in Kent says she'll continue to campaign for road safety improvements. Daniel Squire died after being involved in a collision with a van on the A258 in Ringwold near Deal in 2013. Last week, a man was cleared of causing death by dangerous driving and a lesser charge of death by careless driving. Tracy Squire says it's been a difficult time.
Friends and family have kept us going, keeping going for Daniel's sake more than anything, and we were hoping to have some sort of closure and some sort of answers.
The family have also raised thousands for the Kent Air Ambulance, who tried to save the 18-year-old. And James Corden's received a relatively warm welcome from America's TV critics after his debut hosting The Late Late Show. The Hollywood Reporter praised the star as useful and engaging. Variety.com said it was a slightly uneven first appearance, but added Corden oozed sincerity.
KMFM Sport.
Dublin Daniel Sturridge has become the second Liverpool player to pull out of the England squad ahead of their matches against Lithuania and Italy. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the striker has had a scan on a hip injury and it was decided he wouldn't be available for either game. Adam Lallana's also injured. He's been replaced by Tottenham's Ryan Mason. Cricket and New Zealand have reached the Cricket World Cup final for the first time in their history. They beat South Africa by 4 wickets in a dramatic match in Auckland. Grant Elliott smashed a 6 as they passed their rain-affected total of 298 on the penultimate ball of the match. And Jessica Ennis-Hills announced she will make her competitive return to athletics after a 2-year absence in May. The Olympic heptathlon champion's been taking time away from the sport after the birth of her son last summer. She'll take part in the 100-metre hurdles at the Great City Games in Manchester in May.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.